बैठो।
कहाँ जाना है मैडम? बोलो हाँ, बोलो बोलो।
मुझे कहीं भी ले चलो।
कहीं भी ले चलो, कमाल। कहाँ ले जाऊँ, कहाँ जाना है? अरे कुछ अता पता कोई ठिकाना है?
Hello and welcome to another episode of Masala Zindabad, the podcast that ought to have been a book. This is Amrita from IndieQuill.
And this is Beth from Beth Loves Bollywood. Today we're joined by Angela of Post Punk Cinema Club. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
We've got Angela on the show today to talk about the films of Manmohan Desai and female characters and feminism in his films. Angela, tell us a little bit about how you started watching Indian cinema.
I guess it started in grad school. I was a member of the Buddhist Society there, and I became friends with the Jain Society because I was told that we were spiritual kin. And so then they invited each other to our respective like group meetings and stuff like that. And so the thing that I went to at the Jain Society was that they showed the movie Gandhi, Attenborough's Gandhi, and I loved it. And I mean, I'd seen it before, but I watched it again, and I was stunned by how much I loved it. It was just like sheer unadulterated passion. And I made a vow to myself that I would watch every single movie about India ever made. And then I just started. I started watching Nasiruddin Shah movies in the beginning and like parallel cinema. And then I got into Shah Rukh Khan. I think like that's a rite of passage that you have to eventually get into him. So I got into him and I watched all of like the Karan Johar, Shah Rukh Khan movies. And then, just sort of spiraled.
Can I
there.
Just say that is my favorite getting to watch Bollywood movie story ever?
I agree. And can we also note what university she's attending when she does this? It's Oxford. Of all the things Oxford has produced, Angela's love of Anil Kapoor is high on the list.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not the first. I'm sure that there were.
That just makes it even more awesome. So, Angela, which was your first Desai movie?
I think it was Parvarish. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we could probably look at my website and check. But I think it was that one.
Okay. What's your favorite one?
That's a hard one as well. But I think that Suhaag is very, very high up there, just in terms of any Hindi film. And Agale Lag Ja also has a very special place in my heart.
You know, one of the things I think we all like about Desai films is that there's so much in them, and you could pick apart, I think, any single film, at least from the 70s and 80s of his, with, you know, any number of different threads or themes or whatever. But one of the ones we are all in common interested in is women. So that's the one that that's the one that we're doing for this show.
Right. So who's your favorite female character in Suhaag?
I mean, it's definitely Praveen Babi. I think that actually what I like a lot about her is that she has a lot of agency, which is something that a lot of female characters don't often have. So she has so she gets to have fun. Like we meet her, she's having a social life and she's getting wasted. she also has a lot of agency in like coveting and courting Shashi. Mm-hmm. Like she's just
That's true.
She has the drunken song and she's like, oh my God, you're really hot. You're Shashi. Let's totally like get together. Like take me home, man. And he has to fight her off. And then she also just ingratiates herself, to the mom as well. And I just love it. And like, you know, she gets the help. She enlists the help of one of Shashi's friends. It's just like the courtship is really reversed. And so I love that aspect of it. I love that she has the power to get Shashi. Like she sees him. It all comes from her side, I guess.
I have to agree. I mean, my favorite sequences in that movie are definitely when Parveen comes. I think she just kind of explodes onto the screen and just completely takes it over with her screen presence, and she's just so joyful and refreshing. I mean, she's like a complete new breath of fresh air. Like I was telling Beth in a previous conversation, one of my favorite Parveen Bobby sequences of all time is the song that she has with Shashi when she's just drunk and she just lets go and she has fun and it's right there on screen. And Shashi is just beautiful and adorable and doing borderline kinky stuff, like tying her to his Jeep with a scarf. And the next day when she shows up at his house and his mother calls her Sandal Wali, Lipstick Wali, it is absolutely charming. She is charming.
And she fails at the domestic tasks, doesn't right. she? In that little sequence, like, she messes up the cooking and the shoes and whatever, but she still gets her man. Like, what a, you never
and
see
she's
that.
Going to medical college, which is awesome. Sweet. And, you know, she's definitely... And, you know, the subtext, of course, is that they're so poor, she and her sister, that her sister has had to basically prostitute herself, although this is, you know, a 70s Hindi masala movie, therefore she's a virgin prostitute or whatever, which is my favorite term ever. Basically, these are two girls who are, like, really poor and who do something about it. And Rekha is, you know... Rekha's basically Rekha, but she plays a character who is a really good big sister. You know, she wants to do as much as she can, whatever the cost may be. There's a sense all throughout the movie that she has really taken it upon herself to shield her sister from the harsher realities of their situation in that infuriating way that elder siblings sometimes do in Hindi movies, but without being maudlin about it, which, I mean, apart from the usual melodramatic reveal, which, you know, is par for the course. Yeah.
But this is not Divar, where you've also got an older sibling sacrificing for the younger sibling. It's nothing like nope. that. I also love the way that the pairing of Parveen and Shashi plays out within that context, because my impression of him in this whole movie is that he stands around and rolls his eyes a lot because everybody else is so wackadoo and he's like, ugh, God, I just need to get my work done. You know? Until he gets blinded by a chandelier and then it's all, you know, then it's all great. But that he, you know, that match of them in the Jeep is so funny, with her literally hanging out of the Jeep and falling all over, and he's just trying to drive, keep the car on the road, and in non-typical Kapoor driving fashion, actually keeping the car on the road and just muttering and rolling his eyes. It's so
and she's
funny.
She's so perfect with her, you know, her scarf yeah. dress, her yeah. pink scarf dress, her platform sandals, her pink lipstick, her shiny, gorgeous waterfall of hair. I mean, I totally, yeah. like, you know, little girls everywhere want to grow up to look like Barbie or whatever. I wanted to grow up and look like Parveen Bobby. And I mean, both of those are impossible ideals, but I think Parveen is a much more healthy option than, you know. but even Nirupa Roy in Sohag, you know, she is a strong woman. She's not your typical weepy mom who's just sitting there, even though she, you know, she wants her husband back and stuff like that. But she's not above disciplining her kids when they do stupid things, or telling her husband where to get off when she discovers that he's a criminal.
What's another of his films we want to talk about? We've got...
How about Agale Lag Ja, the second...
Agale Lag Ja. All right, Angela, what are your thoughts on that one?
I mean, I feel like we could use this one as an example of, like, a film which is incredibly loved by me, incredibly lovable and great and adorable, but fundamentally perhaps a little evil because of the, like, Beth, you can talk about the rape and, like, the impregnating and the whole, like, cautionary tale of spending a night over with a boy, and what will happen to you if you do that. But yeah.
So yeah, we can't talk about Agale Lag Ja without talking about concern rape, as Amrita calls it, and the notion that is in this film and also the later Ganga Jamuna Saraswati, where Amitabh Bachchan does it, and of course in Agale Lag Ja, it's our beloved Shashi Kapoor, who both save women from hypothermia by raping them. And there's the whole notion that in Agale Lag Ja, it's also laid out because, again, the woman is a medical student, Sharmila Tagore is a medical student, and they have just been told in their class in the mountains, in the, you know, that you have to watch out for this kind of thing, and that body heat is the way to save somebody from hypothermia. And Shushi has been a volunteer for their class, and so they lay him on a chunk of ice with a towel over him, and it's all very funny. But then, of course, oh, it happens in real life later. And apparently to spread body heat to somebody who's got hypothermia actually involves necessarily penetration, even if they seem to be unconscious, which I think is what happens in this movie. So it's just, I don't know, someone needs to talk because my brain is falling out of my head as I try to make sense of it. And many people have warned me, like, just don't think about that part. Just keep going. Don't pretend it didn't happen, but I can't pretend that that didn't happen. And of course, in both instances, pregnancies result, and then you get noble single fathers, which I think is probably the whole point of that scene.
Akali Lagja is probably the first instance of concern rape that we can find among ourselves. I'm sure there were other examples because it's kind of, it's genius of a different sort if Manmohan Desai is the one who invented the entire idea, the concept. But
so our friend Samrat, who did the 2010 in review shows with us, was raised in army schools and did spend a lot of time in this particular technique.
Wait, so I don't understand. So if I'm very cold, I'm not supposed to rub myself against Shashi Kapoor?
You can rub, but you have to be penetrated.
Well, but if it was like one of us three, we might not actually have any problems with that either. Because it's Shashi Kapoor. But, you know, let's not go there. This is definitely an idea that Hindi cinema took it and ran with it in the decades after Agale Lagja was released. I mean, I can't, you know, it's become a cliche how much this entire concept has been recycled in Hindi cinema through the decades.
And I think it really demonstrates what lengths filmmakers or writers, I guess in particular, will go to not to have premarital sex. You have to threaten somebody with death in order for there to be an acceptable reason for a pregnancy to occur.
Right. Right. And of course, there's always a pregnancy that occurs. I mean, nobody in...
Of course.
People in Hindi cinema are extremely fertile. And the moment they have sex, it's like biology is convinced that they must procreate. The first time I saw Agale Lagja, I saw it as a child. I can't remember exactly how old I was, but the difference, I don't know why, but the time between, I saw Agale Lagja and I saw Ganga Jamuna Saraswati, which have the exact same scenario, but for some reason, probably related to Shashi, the latter in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati immediately skeeved me out. Like, I literally sat there cringing because I couldn't stand it. Like, the entire thing was playing out, and there's this scene in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati when they're doing it and they frame it and the camera pulls back and to this cobweb that tears.
Thank you. I was going to say that. Thank you.
Oh my God. Sketchboard paradise. I mean, it is just insane. Ugh. I mean, all these years later, I have never seen that movie again. Like, I saw it like once, and that was too many times when I was, I don't know, a teenager or something. And it came for free. Like, you know, they had this, they used to pirate stuff on our closed circuit cable network, and that's where I saw it. And
for our American listeners, that movie is actually on Hulu right now. You can watch it for free, and I can even tell you, you can skip directly to the creepy concern rape spider web tearing scene if you'd like to see what we're talking about, because it's really that disgusting that you absolutely shouldn't pay for it.
But the thing is, you know, when you watch enough Hindi movies, especially from an early age, and you watch it without any sort of filter or any kind of tools to deconstruct and realize what the hell it is that you're watching, you take scenes like that at face value and you think, oh yeah, you know, that's like a nice thing that he did, you know, have sex with the unconscious woman. I bet she was really grateful, and I totally buy that now she's in love with him, now that he took off all her clothes right when she was vulnerable and unconscious.
Oh, that's right.
And about to die.
Yeah, so in Agale Lagja, the next morning, you know, she's all shy and smiley yep. about it.
I mean, she knows she's pregnant, right? I feel like there's some eerie thing where she wakes up and she's like, now I'm going to have your son. And it's like this immediate...
She's also watched a lot of Hindi films, so she knows that if you have sex, you're going
to
be...
I think that's there's also something to that as well, Angela, because in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati, the next day, Meenakshi Seshadri is not chilling out about the entire experience. She's not smiling at all. In fact, she's pretty devastated. And I can't remember correctly right now, but I think it's because she didn't like Amitabh Bachchan's character and had other plans. Like she wanted to marry somebody else or something like that. I don't know. So,
oh, no. She likes him a lot. She likes him a lot. Yeah, I actually can't remember her reaction right after the incident. And I clearly have blocked it out, even though I saw it just a few weeks ago. But yeah, no, she's all over him. Yeah. Whether she's delighted to have been concern raped is a different question.
I think it also has to do with the chemistry of Shashi Kapoor and Amitabh Bachchan. Amitabh, when he is, you know, when he does... love making scenes like the ones with Smita Patil in what's that movie? Amitabh Bachchan looks like he's somehow very convincing about it, whereas Shashi, you know, he makes it.
Batho, kahan jana madam? Bolo, ha? Bolo.
Mujhe kahin bhi le chalo.
कहीं भी ले चलो कमाल कहां ले जाऊं कहां जाना है अरे कुछ अता पता कोई ठिकाना है.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Masala Zindabad, the podcast that ought to have been a book. This is Amrita from IndieQuill.
And this is Beth from Beth Loves Bollywood. Today we're joined by Angela of Post Punk Cinema Club. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
We've got Angela on the show today to talk about the films of Manmohan Desai and female characters and feminism in his films. Angela, tell us a little bit about how you started watching Indian cinema.
I guess it started in grad school. I was a member of the Buddhist Society there, and I became friends with the Jain Society because I was told that we were spiritual kin. And so then they invited each other to you know, our respective like group meetings and stuff like that. And so the thing that I went to at the Jain Society was that they showed the movie Gandhi, Attenborough's Gandhi, and I loved it. And I mean, I'd seen it before, but I watched it like again, and I was stunned by how much I loved it. It was just like sheer unadulterated passion. And I made a vow to myself that I would watch every single movie about India ever made. And then I just started. I started watching Nasiruddin Shah movies in the beginning and like parallel cinema. And then I got into Shah Rukh Khan. I think like that's a rite of passage that you have to eventually get into him. So I got into him and I watched all of like the Karan Johar Shah Rukh Khan movies. And then, yeah, and then just sort of spiraled.
Can I
there.
Just say that is my favorite getting to watch Bollywood movie story ever?
I agree. And can we also note what university she's attending when she does this? It's Oxford. Of all the things Oxford has produced, Angela's love of Anil Kapoor is high on the list.
I mean, I'm sure I'm not the first. I'm sure that there were.
That just makes it even more awesome. So, Angela, which was your first Desai movie?
I think it was Parvarish. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we could probably look at my website and check. But I think it was that one.
Okay. What's your favorite one?
That's a hard one as well. But I think that Suhaag is very, very high up there, just in terms of any Hindi film. And Agale Lag Ja also has a very special place in my heart.
You know, one of the things I think we all like about Desai films is that there's so much in them, and you could pick apart, I think, any single film, at least from the 70s and 80s of his, with, you know, any number of different threads or themes or whatever. But one of the ones we are all in common interested in is women. So that's the one that we you know, that's the one that we're doing for this show.
Right. So who's your favorite female character in Suhaag?
I mean, it's definitely Praveen Babi. I think that actually what I like a lot about her is that she has a lot of agency, mm-hmm. Which is something that a lot of female characters don't often have. So she gets to have fun. Like, we meet her, she's having a social life, and she's getting wasted. like, she also has a lot of agency in, like, coveting and courting Shashi. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just,
that's
like,
true.
You know, yeah, like, she has the drunken song, and she's like, by the, like, oh my god, you're really hot, you're Shashi. Like, let's totally, like, get together. Like, take me home, man. Like, and he has to fight her off. And then she also just ingratiates herself to the mom as well. And I just love it. And, like, you know, she gets the help. She enlists the help of one of Shashi's friends. It's just, like, the courtship is really reversed. And so I love that aspect of it. I love that she has the power to get Shashi. Like, she sees him. It all comes from her side, I guess.
I have to agree. I mean, my favorite sequences in that movie are definitely when Parveen comes. I think she just kind of explodes onto the screen and just completely takes it over with her screen presence, and she's just so joyful and refreshing. I mean, she's like a complete new breath of fresh air. Like I was telling Beth in a previous conversation, one of my favorite Parveen Babi sequences of all time is the song that she has with Shashi when she's just drunk and she just lets go and she has fun and it's right there on screen. And Shashi is just beautiful and adorable and doing borderline kinky stuff, like tying her to his Jeep with a scarf. And the next day when she shows up at his house and his mother calls her Sandal Wali, Lipstick Wali, it is absolutely charming. She is charming.
And she fails at the domestic tasks, doesn't right. she? In that little sequence, like, she messes up the cooking and the shoes and whatever, but she still gets her man. Like, what a, you never
and
see
she's
that.
Going to medical college, which is awesome. Sweet. And, you know, she's definitely... And, you know, the subtext, of course, is that they're so poor, she and her sister, that her sister has had to basically prostitute herself, although this is, you know, a 70s Hindi masala movie, therefore she's a virgin prostitute or whatever, which is my favorite term ever. Basically, these are two girls who are, like, really poor and who do something about it. And Rekha is, you know... Rekha's basically Rekha, but she plays a character who is a really good big sister. You know, she wants to do as much as she can, whatever the cost may be. There's a sense all throughout the movie that she has really taken it upon herself to shield her sister from the harsher realities of their situation in that infuriating way that elder siblings sometimes do in Hindi movies, but without being maudlin about it, which, I mean, apart from the usual melodramatic reveal, which, you know, is par for the course. Yeah.
But this is not Divar, where you've also got an older sibling sacrificing for the younger sibling. It's nothing like nope. that. I also love the way that the pairing of Parveen and Shashi plays out within that context, because my impression of him in this whole movie is that he stands around and rolls his eyes a lot because everybody else is so wackadoo and he's like, ugh, God, I just need to get my work done. You know? Until he gets blinded by a chandelier, and then it's all, you know, then it's all great. But that he, you know, that match of them in the Jeep is so funny, with her literally hanging out of the Jeep and falling all over, and he's just trying to drive, keep the car on the road, and in non-typical Kapoor driving fashion, actually keeping the car on the road and just muttering and rolling his eyes. It's so funny.
And she's just perfect with her, you know, her scarf
yeah.
dress, her
yeah.
pink scarf dress, her platform sandals, her pink lipstick, her shiny, gorgeous waterfall of hair. I mean, I totally, yeah. like, you know, little girls everywhere want to grow up to look like Barbie or whatever. I wanted to grow up and look like Parveen Babi. And I mean, both of those are impossible ideals, but I think Parveen is a much more healthy option than, you know, But even Nirupa Roy in Sohag, you know, she is a strong woman. She's not your typical weepy mom who's just sitting there, even though she, you know, she wants her husband back and stuff like that. But she's not above disciplining her kids when they do stupid things or telling her husband where to get off when she discovers that he's a criminal.
What's another of his films we want to talk about? We've
How about Agale Lagja, the second?
Agale Lagja. All right, Angela, what are your thoughts on that one?
I mean, I feel like we could use that. We could use this one as an example of like a film which is incredibly loved by me, incredibly lovable and great and adorable, but fundamentally perhaps a little evil because of the, like, Beth, you can talk about the rape and like the impregnating and the whole like cautionary tale of spending a night over with a boy and what will happen to you if you do that. But yeah.
So yeah, we can't talk about Agale Lagja without talking about concern rape, as Amrita calls it, and the notion that is in this film and also the later Ganga Jamuna Saraswati, where Amitabh Bachchan does it, and of course in Agale Lagja, it's our beloved Shashi Kapoor, who both save women from hypothermia by raping them. And there's the whole notion that in Agale Lagja, it's also laid out because, again, the woman is a medical student, Sharmila Tagore is a medical student, and they have just been told in their class in the mountains in the you know that you have to watch out for this kind of thing and that body heat is the way to save somebody from hypothermia, and Shashi has been a volunteer for their class, and so they lay him on a chunk of ice with a towel over him, and it's all very funny. But then of course it happens in real life later, and apparently to spread body heat to somebody who's got hypothermia actually involves necessarily penetration, even if they seem to be unconscious, which I think is what happens in this movie. So I don't know, someone needs to talk because my brain is falling out of my head as I try to make sense of it. And many people have warned me, like, just don't think about that part. Just keep going. Don't pretend it didn't happen, but I can't pretend that didn't happen. And of course, in both instances, pregnancies result, and then you get noble single fathers, which I think is probably the whole point of that scene.
Agale Lagja is probably the first instance of concern rape that we can find among ourselves. I'm sure there were other examples because it's genius of a different sort if Manmohan Desai is the one who invented the entire idea, the concept. But
so our friend Samrat, who did the 2010 in review shows with us, was raised in army schools and did spend a lot of time in this particular technique.
Wait, so I don't understand. So if I'm very cold, I'm not supposed to rub myself against Shashi Kapoor?
You can rub, but you have to be penetrated.
Well, but if it was like one of us three, we might not actually have any problems with that either. Because it's Shashi Kapoor. But, you know, let's not go there. This is definitely an idea that Hindi cinema took it and ran with it in the decades after Agale Lagja was released. I mean, I can't, you know, it's become a cliche how much this entire concept has been recycled in Hindi cinema through the decades.
And I think it really demonstrates what lengths filmmakers or writers, I guess in particular, will go to not to have premarital sex. You have to threaten somebody with death in order for there to be an acceptable reason for a pregnancy to occur.
Right, right. And of course, there's always a pregnancy that occurs. I mean, nobody in...
Of course!
People in Hindi cinema are extremely fertile, and the moment they have sex, it's like biology is convinced that they must procreate. The first time I saw Agale Lagja, I saw it as a child. I can't remember exactly how old I was, but the difference, I don't know why, but the time between, I saw Agale Lagja and I saw Ganga Jamuna Saraswati, which have the exact same scenario, but for some reason, probably related to Shashi, the latter in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati immediately skeeved me out. Like, I literally sat there cringing because I couldn't stand planned it. Like, the entire thing was playing out. And there's this scene in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati when they're doing it and they frame it and the camera pulls back and to this cobweb that tears.
Thank you. I was going to say that. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Sketchboard paradise. I mean, it is just insane. Ugh. I mean, all these years later, I have never seen that movie again. Like, I saw it, like, once, and that was too many times when I was, I don't know, a teenager or something. And it came for free. Like, you know, they had this, they used to pirate stuff on our closed circuit cable network. And that's where I saw it. And
for our American listeners, that movie is actually on Hulu right now. You can watch it for free. And I can even tell you, you can skip directly to the creepy concern rape spider web tearing scene if you'd like to see what we're talking about, because it's really that disgusting that you absolutely shouldn't pay for it.
But the thing is, you know, when you watch enough Hindi movies, especially from an early age, and you watch it without any sort of filter or any kind of tools to deconstruct and realize what the hell it is that you're watching, you take scenes like that at face value and you think, oh yeah, you know, that's like a nice thing that he did, you know, have sex with the unconscious woman. I bet she was really grateful, and I totally buy that now she's in love with him, now that he took off all her clothes right when she was vulnerable and unconscious.
Oh, that's right. And about to die. Yeah, so in Agale Lagja, the next morning, you know, she's all shy and smiley yep. about it.
I mean, she knows she's pregnant, right? I feel like there's some eerie thing where she wakes up and she's like, now I'm going to have your son. And it's like this immediate.
She's also watched a lot of Hindi films, so she knows that if you have sex, you're going
to
be.
I think there's also something to that as well, Angela, because in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati, the next day, Meenakshi Seshadri is not chilling out about the entire experience. She's not smiling at all. In fact, she's pretty devastated. And I can't remember correctly right now, but I think it's because she didn't like Amitabh Bachchan's character and had other plans, like she wanted to marry somebody else or something like that. I don't know. So,
oh, no. She likes him a lot. She likes him a lot. Yeah, I actually can't remember her reaction right after the incident. And I clearly have blocked it out, even though I saw it just a few weeks ago. But yeah, no, she's all over him. Yeah. Whether she's delighted to have been concern raped is a different question.
I think it also has to do with the chemistry of Shashi Kapoor and Amitabh Bachchan. Amitabh, when he is, you know, when he does love making scenes, like the ones with Smita Patil in, what's that movie? Amitabh Bachchan looks like he's somehow very convincing about it, whereas Shashi, you know, he makes it look like a fairy tale because he's so pretty and he's shushy, basically.
I feel like also, I mean, I don't want to stray too much into fictional sex with these characters and these actors, but I feel like, nonetheless, I will. I feel like Amitabh, like, he's always so intense, and it's like this tragic, intense, serious affair, whereas with Shashi, it's just an extension of, like, flirting, which is what he does throughout his entire career. And he had sex with you. Isn't that hilarious? I think that the two actors, they have, at least in the 70s in this Masala universe, they would have they had the different personas. And so Shashi's persona was just, it was always flirtation. It was always fun. And so I feel like that he, the next morning, is like, oh, hey, I just had you, like, hilarious. And Amitabh, instead, is like, you know, we just had sex, and this is serious, it's intense, it's like, it's not pleasant, it doesn't look pleasant. That said, though, in Amar Akbar Anthony, he is actually kind of a goofball during the courtship with Praveen Babu.
That's true. He does the Shashi Kapoor role in Amar Akbar Anthony in a weird way. He's sort of charmingly flirtatious, and it's, you know, that's another thing, you know, the reason why Shashi got to be so seductive and so lighthearted, as you said, Angela, is because of his Western persona, you know? Like, he was very very man of the world sort of image, you know, very westernized. And in, I'm not going to do a really good job of explaining this because I can never talk about it properly, but I think in Amar Akbar Anthony, the reason why Amitabh has that persona is because he plays a Christian character. You know, his name is Anthony Gonzalez. And he goes to balls and comes out of Easter eggs and dances with all the pretty girls and stuff like that.
And he's also not the oldest in that set of brothers, which I think is important too.
So the women in Amar Akbar Anthony, first of all, can we talk about Shabana? Because Shabana is like the biggest disappointment in that movie, I feel.
Yeah, that's not a well-written character, and she's kind of a blank in it, I think.
Carla's going to come after me with a shotgun.
Oh, but you know, I mean, how easy would it be to be overwhelmed in that movie, though?
That's true.
It could happen to, if it can happen to Shabana Azmi, it could happen to anyone in that, because her role is so nothing. And I think Carla once told me a really funny story about, if you remember the end at the sort of wedding in Jeevan's house, and Shabana is wearing some absolutely outrageously hideous dress. And Carla told me a story about how Shabana said later that she put on all this crazy stuff to try to get attention in that scene, which I hope I'm remembering that right, because that's a great idea.
You know, if I was, but you know, it's not just the star cast, but if I were unlucky enough to be co-starring in a movie with Parveen Babi, I would seriously, that would be like my nightmare scenario, because that woman just sucks up all the attention, because she's just so freaking gorgeous without trying.
I was just going to say that the oldest couple, because both Vinod Khanna and Shabana are like, you know, they're the older ones, or they're the older couple, I guess. And they have the severity of like the middle class Hindu hegemony behind them. Like they have to, they have no space to be fun or interesting or quirky like the other two or the other four.
Although when we meet Shabana's character, she is funny and quirky and free. She's a thief. You know, I mean, granted, she's doing it at the behest of her evil grandmothers and creepy brother and everything. But she is, like, she's out on the street. She's talking in the tea shop or whatever it is. You know, she's got a lot more oomph in her first 3 minutes than she does anywhere in the rest of the film. It's like they just kind of wrote her right out.
Yeah.
Neetu was also similarly underwritten, I think. But somehow managed to make it work. My entire thing about that climax scene when Parveen Babi faints and she says, I need to listen to the heartbeat. And she picks up her wrist and holds it to her ear. I had to laugh. I mean, come on. That is just absolutely great.
The one thing I think is really interesting about Neetu Singh's character in that film, which I just realized the other day after, I don't know, like 4 or 5 times having seen the movie, isn't she the one who actually it's because of what she's doing that the three brothers and the mother are all connected by the blood transfusion in the first place, isn't it?
Right.
So she's kind of the window into that fabulously over-symbolic sequence that just represents the movie as a whole. And I mean, it really could have been anyone as the doctor who did that, but I do think it's interesting that it's a young female Muslim doctor who actually sets up that, you know, that epic little
and
scene.
She's also the one that's smart enough to write a letter to Rishi Kapoor to let him know what's going on, and she does it in Urdu because she knows not everybody can read it, which is again really smart.
She acts like a doctor,
right?
It's good.
So your favorite movie, Beth, is Parvarish.
It is, hands down, because I think that anything any of Desai's other films, at least in the 70s and 80s, do well, Parvarish does better and more, but not to the extent that it kind of topples under its own craziness that I think we might say that some of his later films do. But one of the things I love most about Parvarish is it has not one, but two well-written, interestingly written female leads with a lot of agency and who make a lot of decisions and have their own arc of revenge in the film. And it's not just they are joined with heroes who are trying to take revenge, or they've got their own issues with the main villain in the film and they take care of them on their own. They are sold out at the very, very end and have to be rescued by the heroes. But up until the very end, they're almost like secondary heroes, I think, which is pretty unusual, and the fact that there are two of them makes it even better, I think.
So I don't know, that film would win a lot of points for me just for that. But there are many other things that I love about it too. But that's top of my list for Desai films or 70s films, or near my top of my list for feminist films. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, they're smart, they're funny, they have a plan. Yeah, I can't think of a single scene in which, you know, they were overwhelmed by their co-stars.
That's true,
which
too.
Is not true of like movies like A Marriage by Anthony, as we've just mentioned.
And there's a great, I can never remember the name of the song, but there's the song where the four leads, the two women are going to go kill themselves because the men don't love them. And then the men follow them.